The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sports Talk, before we dip into our sound of head coach Dennis Allen, I want to let you know the New York Giants have done a first with permission from the family of legend Ray Flaherty. Former LSU Tiger Malik Nabers will now wear the number one for the G-Men. Flaherty's number was the first to be retired in pro football history. So a pretty big moment for Malik Nabers, right?
Oh, my God.
And his statement that the Giants put out on Twitter, Malik Nabers says, "Want to thank the Flaherty family for allowing me to wear the number one for the New York Giants. I understand the responsibility, and I will do everything in my power to honor the Flaherty family and this organization. I'll wear the number one with great pride. Can't wait for the season to start." Man, those LSU boys always making the news.
Oh my God, dude. His name was the only thing I heard throughout Giants camp,
right?
Because Giants camp is so big. It's New York. I mean, come on, you're going to hear about it. But they have so much faith in him, and I love it. I love it so much. I can't wait to see. I hope Daniel Jones bounces back for the sake of Malik Nabers, but I cannot wait to see what his future looks like.
Yeah, definitely tough when you look at your fantasy football draft, especially locally. We all want to get a guy like Malik Nabers on your team, but it's like, what round do I end up going for him in? I would definitely think one of the later rounds just because of his quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. Like, personally, I'd pick him earlier, but dude, that's just because I'm like...
All these Saints and LSU players tend to usually go pretty earlier in local drafts.
I know. I didn't get to do that this year. I'm in a dynasty league, so we...
Although, one I am curious about, how far does Kamara drop? Because I feel like a lot of folks are down on him just because of age and also the offensive line, honestly.
I actually think the inverse. I think a lot of people are high on him because of the new offensive scheme, at least. They're hoping that he gets... You know, like, you're not going to see Christian McCaffrey, but you'll see Christian McCaffrey-esque. You'll see something akin to that. We'll take that. Are you kidding me? Like, we'll take 75% of what he can do. And Kamara can do 100% of what he can do. It's just, will he work in this? I think he will. Time will tell.
Right, exactly. That'll be coming up, not this day, but next Sunday, the season opener in the Superdome against those Carolina Panthers, NFC South rival, right off the bat for the black and gold. Head coach Dennis Allen spoke after today's practice session with the practice squad set now for the black and gold. Here's what the head coach had to say to the media.
That was good to get back out and practice. I feel like it's been forever since we've had a practice. You know, with player day off on Monday, Tuesday was a lift and run, and then we pushed everything back, you know, this morning. So it just feels like it's been forever since we've practiced. So it was good to get back out there. You know, part of the deal with this week is to try to get our guys back, get their legs back up under them a little bit, and yet still get some work. So we'll get a little bit more work tomorrow, and then the players will have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off.
How much of this week is about Carolina, or is it still kind of more like internal?
Well, there's still a few things that we're working on just in terms of ourselves, and yet We've begun that process in terms of getting ready for Carolina and part of the game planning process.
And with Marshawn's full participation?
He would have been, I don't know if we have to say anything, but I think he would have been limited today. But he was back out at practice, and things look positive for him.
Dennis, without giving up too much of his specific role, I mean, I know the concept of a number two receiver is sort of a false concept, but it is the vision for Rashid Shaheed like, more snaps, more volume, more responsibility?
I think that's dependent on him. You know, what's the volume that he can handle? And if he can go out and execute a large volume of plays and continue to be a playmaker for us, then yeah, I think we'll see more.
What is it that he most needs to show that he can do a variety of routes?
Well, look, I think this. I mean, we have a new offensive staff, and he missed a ton of time in training camp. So I think that's still, you know, to be seen. So I think we've got to get into some of these practices. We saw a few things today. Look, the encouraging thing is he certainly looked fast, you know. I thought our guys, you know, I thought there was a lot of speed on the field today. So, you know, that was good to see. And so I think with him, it's him in a new system with new coaches, and our coaches seeing what he can handle and the things that he does really, really well. And I think that's going to be a work in progress. You know, if I'm the play caller, then I'm needing to see a few things to really know, hey, this is what this guy does really well. This is how I can put him in these positions to have success.
When you have a guy like Rashid, who's obviously the all-pro returner, but he's also going to be more involved in the regular offense, is that something you have to balance? Do you have to kind of limit that a little bit?
Yeah, I think we got to see how everything plays out, you know, first and foremost. And then we'll make decisions, you know, what we think is best for us. And our team, and gives us the best chance to win. And so, yeah, I think we'll just have to see, you know, what that volume is in both regards.
What's kind of your approach or message to the team that, you know, that's why you block it out outside, just kind of focus on the season?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I don't know that I've spent a whole lot of time talking about it. I think we got enough things going on here to focus on and, you know, handle our business with inside the building. I think that's just one thing that you have to, you know, learn to do as a, you know, whether you're a professional athlete, you're a coach, you're in the front office, whatever the case may be. You know, we have a profession where, you know, everything that we do is lived out in the public eye, and everybody has opinions on, you know, what we're doing well or what we're not doing well, and that just comes with the job, you know. And so, but we don't really spend a ton of time, you know, talking about it.
What do you like about John Ridgeway? What's kind of
I think he's big, physical, and I think, you know, he's a young guy that, you know, we kind of liked in the draft process. And so I think, you know, if you're able to add a guy like that, you know, it's a defensive tackles don't grow on trees. There's not a lot of 6'4", 6'5", 320-pound human beings walking the earth. And so when you find one that you think's got some athleticism and some power, you know, bringing somebody like that into the fold is, I think, I don't know that you can ever have enough of those type players.
How much did Colin Saunders' injury kind of add maybe the need to look for another one?
Well, look, I mean, I'm sure that's probably some of it. And yet, you know, we were going to need to add another defensive tackle anyway, whether it be on the practice squad or to the active roster, whatever the case may be. So I wouldn't say that was the driving force to that decision.
You guys didn't have any offensive linemen from outside the building. And do you feel better about having the right candidates in that group overall?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, I do. And look, each situation is different. You know, if we felt like there was a guy that was available that could upgrade our football team, then I feel like we would have done that. And again, you know, the guys, people aren't just giving those guys away for free either, you know. So I think we continue to look at all options available to us and see if they make sense for us. If they do, then we try to formulate a plan to execute it. And you know, if they don't, then, you know, we got to move on.
I have a question about Derek. Last year, when we talked about the criticism, you made it pretty clear that you thought the criticism he received was unfair. I'm wondering, like, how maybe, do you think he was maybe graded against Drew in the Kirk? You know, like, you guys Drew Brees.
I mean, I think everybody's graded against Drew here, you know? I mean, I just think that's the nature of, you know, our business. And you know, I think it's always difficult to follow a Hall of Famer, you know? And so, yeah, that's challenging. And I think that's the standard that we're used to here, you know? And so, you know, we've got to get back to being able to perform at that type of standard.
And you've seen him embrace that all the time?
Yeah, look, he's embraced the competition. He's embraced, you know, proving himself. He's embraced being the quarterback here. I think he's in a really good spot right now.
And as you talk about the standard and getting his team back to where it was, how important is this season for you personally?
Yeah, I think every season is important. You know, I mean, I don't know that there's ever been a coach that's gone into a season saying, this one's not really that important. You know, they all are. You know, so I don't try to think about or worry about what can happen if every time every day I've come into work, since I've been a coach. I've come in to try to do the best I can to help the team win, whether that's as an assistant, whether that was as a coordinator, whether that's been as the head coach. And so I don't think you go about your job any differently, you know, and so that's what I'm doing.
The returner you guys found, is that a spot that you guys wanted to add something to it, or is that just opportunity?
Well, look, I think a few things there. I think he's a big back, all right? He's got return skills, and he's got four core capabilities. And so I think that was something that we were looking for, not necessarily as a running back, but who has some return skills and who has some four core, you know, capabilities. And so he's a guy that we were extremely high on in those regards and excited about getting him.
Doesn't have a ton of carries. Do you see him in the mix at running back at all?
Well, I think that's going to take a little bit of time. The cool thing for me, and I think for us, is, you know, that, well, he was in the system early on with Clint, and then I don't think what they're doing in Minnesota now is too dissimilar to, you know, what we're doing here now. And so I think there's going to be some carryover in terms of the scheme. So I think it remains to be seen. We'll see, you know, what he can do, but we're excited about working with him.
It's maybe a dumb question. Can you elaborate on what you meant for core?
Yeah, so that would be kickoff return, punt return. Those would be your four core special teams deals.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Head coach Dennis Allen after today's practice session. And, yeah, the Saints are in regular season mode right now, so your viewing time for practices have been cut significantly. Just 30 minutes you get to see stretch and a little other stuff with them. But the good signs from that practice was cornerback Marshawn Lattimore, Kool-Aid McKinstry, also wide receiver Rashid Shaheed, and Mason Timpton all back practicing throughout the portion that at least the media got to see.
Yeah, and you heard at the very beginning that Lattimore, you know, if someone asked if he's full, Dennis said you don't really have to use any of those terms right now. You probably will next week. I don't know. Maybe you could use it late this weekend.
But he was gracious and share with us.
He said limited.
Right.
Which is better than nothing. But, you know, it's good to see those guys back out there. As you may or may not have heard, Kendrick Miller was off to the side again. We'll see when he comes back. Hopefully that's sooner rather than later. But we do know that he has been given that IR designation, correct?
Yes, exactly.
So even if he's, you know, 100% tomorrow, he can't come back until week five, right? Is it week four or after week four?
After week four,
after
right.
After week four. So he'd be, isn't that what, that's the Chiefs, no? Yeah, no, because it goes, what, Panthers? Yeah, no, it would be, because it's Panthers, Cowboys, Eagles, Falcons,
right. Chiefs.
So he'd come back right before, I mean, that's a Monday night game. He'd have a little bit more time, an extra day or so, but that's a rough game to come back in.
It's just hard to fathom anything with Miller right now, just because out of sight, out of mind.
You're not going to want to, I mean, when he comes back, where is he on this depth chart?
Right.
Like, you know, it goes probably Kamara, it goes Williams. Is Mims your three?
I would think so,
and
yeah.
And then at that point, like, Hill maybe, Adam Prentice maybe.
You just put Taysom everywhere on
Cabote,
the depth chart.
Like, yeah, you just, if you got, he's a Band-Aid on the depth chart. But you've got to wonder, like, you know, when he comes back, you're not going to, especially with this offensive scheme, especially because it's so new and he's only literally seen it. He hasn't done much. He was, what, 10 minutes into the first day of camp or something like that? You're not going to shove him in that three or four. You might make him the fifth at most, probably dead last, I hate to say it.
Unfortunately, he's just been damaged goods basically since coming over in the draft. We did see, though, that hope, that glimpse of him in that regular season finale against the Atlanta Falcons. And I think that got people a lot of stoked, obviously, because of the way he looked. And obviously, you did it against a division rival. And, you know, you kind of consider guys that can do it against the NFC South, your gamers that you can rely on. And it looked like maybe Kendrick could be that guy. So there was a lot of, I think, expectations with fans, the team, and even I know fantasy football goers, a lot of folks were saying, whoa, 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 pump the brakes on a guy like Alvin Kamara. You got to watch Kendra Miller in the Saints backfield this year. And like Bobby Hebert would say, not so fast right now.
Yeah, no, not so fast. I think, you know, you hold out a hope that he'll come back and he'll come back really, really strong. But again, you saw Kabote. Your running back room isn't hurting right now.
That first touchdown run from him is pretty damn impressive.
I mean, and we're talking about the new guy from the Vikings, Kenny. He is a running back. Like he might do something. He might, you know, he's on the, you know, practice squad right now, but he could be in that conversation. You know, kick Taysom over back in the tight end, and he could show up in that room.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.